Escape rooms, which originated in Japan nearly a decade ago, generally put a dozen or so people in a room. They work together to find clues and try to get out in about an hour. Westchester's Escape the Room Challenge is one of a handful of such places in Greater Cincinnati. General Manager Bill Balfour was looking to take his newest game, Double Agent Dilemma, to the next level. He wondered if there was a way to design the game where participants never found a key.
The whole goal of this whole thing has been, can we use a control system? Can we use electronics? Can we use magnets? What can we use to do things?
Balfour has done escape rooms in Orlando, New York, and Columbus. As far as he knows, Double Agent Dilemma is one of the most advanced games.
Greetings, Agent. For some time, we've suspected that we have a mole in our agency. Yesterday, those fears were confirmed. Someone breached the security at the agency lab.
As an agent who's been called in to find out the identity of a double agent, you're trying to save yourself and a metropolis because the bad guy has planted a bomb and you have to disable it in time. Puzzle designer Danny Craven pulled out all the stops for this one. He even visited a crime lab to make the setting realistic.
So I brought all my skills and talents together, and this is the culmination. And this particular room was the most challenging, of course, of the three, because I was challenged to not use padlocks or any kind of combination locks, keys out the window. So it all had to be done somehow by magic. And it is.
The electronics are pretty impressive and take up a separate room, as Bill Balfour points out.
So those two little modules, the little silver one, that's the computer, and there's a battery supply that does X number of those IOs. Those are all IOs. So you just put it so that everything from there over is just a little computer or an extender with power. And then IOs, and those are all the IOs for a bunch of stuff in the room.
Brian Keeneland is the technical director. He explains the computer code looks just like a ladder, and for this project, there are 11,000 rungs.
And everything on the left side is basically the input, and everything on the right side is your output. And all the right side outputs are completely related to what's on the left side. So when you're going in there programming, you're simply just putting in what you want to have happen on the right side based on what's happening on the left side, and it looks just like a ladder.
Keeneland is using a programmable logic controller, or PLC. It's a digital computer used for automation for things like roller coasters, assembly lines, and light fixtures.
The computer automatically adjusts the behavior of the room based on the guest's experience and how they interact with the switches and the sensors that are in this room, whether it's a computer or magnets or where they're standing in the room. It could be anything.
As a lifelong puzzle player and creator, designer Craven is beside himself with the unveiling of Double Agent Dilemma.
I think it's going to be a great wow. I mean, that's the way I've designed it.
Statistics show escape rooms are experiencing an explosive growth. 3 years ago, there weren't any in the U.S., and now there are more than 500. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.